This is The Boot Show, some gaming news you can use for August 20th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. Let's do this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Boot Show. Where have I been? What's going on? How come there was no show on Tuesday? Or Monday? What happened with that? I don't know, Scott. Why don't you explain it? Well, I don't know. I've just been really busy. Yeah, but you promised. I don't have a good excuse. Just been really busy. And you have to admit, we're in those summertime blue times where there's no news, really. I mean, there is, but it's mostly fluffy, like, there's a rumor going around that something. Like, it's not a lot of hard news, so, you know, the show focuses on news, so it's bothersome when that happens. But whatever. I'm done. I'm not making an excuse. I'm here. Let's do a show, all right? I have some sad news. Sad news, everybody. Pull up a chair. Check this out. I lost the Hero of the Pants tournament, the very tournament that I started with some wonderful help from some people in the community, two of which are on my team. We thought we had stacked the deck pretty well to win. We had a couple of ringers. And yet, when faced with a foe greater than us, we lost our pants in the Heroes of the Pants tournament. We got knocked out. So Saturday, we're doing some live casting of the finals, which will be well underway. I have no idea who's going to win, but I'm pretty excited to be a part of some of that commentary. So that's coming up this weekend, and I'm sad that we're out, but I'm sure having fun in that game, and lots of stuff's great, and that new monk is awesome. If you haven't bought the monk, then you should consider buying the monk. Let's put it this way. If you like some of the heroes that are considered support, but are better, that are more kind of hybrid heroes in Heroes of the Storm, let's say Tassadar for one, let's say Tyrande for another, the monk fits in that category as a support hero. He's not pure healer at all and can do some pretty wicked stuff. He's really fun to play. He does, but like those classes, there are times when he feels like kind of middle of the road on all of his stats. You know, you're not the best healer. You're not the worst healer. You're not the best damage guy. You're not the worst damage guy. It's kind of like that. So I like him though. He's fun. Lots of fun to play. Feels really good. They didn't put that new map in yet. This patch appears to be most things they said they were going to give us. So that's coming. They did put in the 20,000 gold treasure goblin mount, which I promptly purchased like some kind of crazed fool. And it's a limited time only thing. So that was part of what drove me. But I had the gold. Not much more than that, but I had it. And, you know, look, if you're going to be riding Stitches around for a Nubarak or some big dumb, I guess a Nubarak can't ride him. Who can? Who else is big and fat and can? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Even Thrall looks really funny on him. I mean, you're on the back of a treasure goblin and you're rolling around on this, you know, he's got a bag on his shoulder. He's carrying gems and swords and gold and dropping gold as he runs and laughing, and his little feet make little sounds when he runs. It's fantastic. And I spent all my frickin' gold on it. Damn it, Blizzard. What are you doing? $10 for your monk and then another 20K in gold for your damn mount. And you can't pay cash for that mount. You have to use gold, in-game gold. Which is, you know, if you play the game a lot, you know that's not easy to come by. Oh, that game. Claws are deep, man. Claws are deep. Way up, all up in me. Oh, I put up a new video of me playing... Oh, what, 3.5 matches or something? It's edited down a little bit to the funnier bits, but it's me playing a bunch of Rocket League, which still is owning my soul. Very, very good game and continues to be improved. They put out a nice piece of DLC, relatively cheap, $5, $4, whatever it is, as well as some cosmetic improvements to things and stuff like that. Anyway, that game is great, and if you want to see me play that video, it is the featured one. Up on my YouTube page, which is at youtube.com/Scott Johnson. All one word there. Scott Johnson Bart. Was that everything? Oh, no. Before the news, one last thing. So renewed interest is strong in the mobile game Card Crawl. I have it on iOS. You can get it just as easily and efficiently on Android. It is best described as a solitaire dungeon crawler where you use cards, essentially, to try to eliminate a deck down to zero cards. My phone just rang. I'll turn that off. It's quite good. Really, really like it. And I liked it when I first got it, and I liked all the time I spent with it. And lately, I just have had this renewed interest in it. So if you're looking for something that's totally, I think, very different, that's not, it has no, here's the other thing, it's like $2, and it has no stupid free-to-play crap in it. There's no 99 cents for a bag of gems or any of this stuff. It's none of that. The things you unlock, you can't even speed those up by spending money. It is just it is a video-ass game, I like to say. You buy it, and you play it, and that's it. There's no, oh, you're out of energy, come back later, or spend a dollar now. Like, none of that crap in there. Don't you want more of that? I do, so I'm supporting it, and so should you. Highly recommended. Okay, man, there is some stuff, so let's talk about it. And I've kind of accumulated a bit since we didn't have a show on Tuesday, or Monday. I keep saying Tuesday. Sony, they're planning their PlayStation-centric event again this year. Remember that? The PlayStation Experience. It was in Las Vegas last year. This is the second year they've had this thing. It is not in Las Vegas. Big changes. It has been moved from Las Vegas to the San Francisco's Moscone Center. This is where Apple often does a lot of their announcement stuff. So that's happening. That's December 5th and 6th, exactly the same weekend as last year's show. And when you get there, you'll be able to play all their 2016 titles, at least stuff that they're going to have on stage there. They say they will have some major PlayStation announcements during the event. I have zero guesses as to what that might be. Probably a release date for Morpheus, if I had to put money down. You know they got to talk about that soon, because, you know, I mean, look, we have a date for the Vive, or at least we have a time frame for the Vive, and we know sometime springish for Oculus Rift. I think Sony needs to get out in front of this and pick a day. But they also say that fans at this event should expect some what they're calling quote-unquote patented PlayStation surprises. What the hell that mean? That doesn't mean anything to me. Patented. Come on. Anyway, they did a lot of stuff last week, actually. Some notable announcements. So it's not like this is, you know, unprecedented. You might expect something good. So go, you know, be there. I guess they'll stream it, so we'll see it at home. It's fine. Disney Infinity getting Star Wars Episode 7 playsets. Oh. Starting to see Disney get their crap together with the Star Wars business, right? So last week was this Disney D23 event, D23, which sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons die that's cheating, doesn't it? A couple extra sides on it there. Anyway, this happened in California, and they made several new announcements about its toys to life game stuff. And by the way, developed right here in Salt Lake City, Disney Infinity, that whole thing, which I guess they've got a whole new play set that is based on the Episode 7 stuff, the Force Awakens stuff. They have two new characters that are included in the set. It is Finn and Rey. These are the two featured very prominently in the Force Awakens poster. African-American actor, forgot his name. Bodega, is it? Boyega? I forgot his name. His last name. And the girl, who I completely forgot. Anyway, that's all coming. Oh, it's John Boyega. Here it is. I found it. And Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey. So, very exciting. Those two got up on stage and talked about the game. Boyega was quoted as saying, "I'm a big gamer, so it is an honor to be a part of this game. Beep, boop, beep. I will now leave. Thank you, humans." I'm just saying it sounds a little robotic. Anyway, the Battlegrounds playset comes March 2016. You can expect some other cool stuff, like this new Hulkbuster or Disney Ultron thing. There's a bunch of other stuff, too. But hey, man, Star Wars, that's the hot business, right? That's what everyone cares about and wants to hear about. That's twice that gulp played. Anyway, new Warhammer game was announced. Oh, you know I like the Warhammer 40,000. The Warhammer 40K, the Warhammer that matters. Not that fantasy business. I want big dudes and giant metal marine suit saying things like, "Ezekiel, we must take down the orc." "Nay, Michael, I'm unable." I love it. How they're all biblical and stuff, those guys. Oh, at least a couple of those factions. Anyway, Pixel Toys, that's the announcer. They're making a shooter. It is a Warhammer-based game. It is not a normal shooter. Oh, and guess what? It's coming out on phones and tablets. Oh, and guess what? It's going to be free. And guess what? The game's called Freeblade. You play as an Imperial Knight armored war mech. You use a variety of heavy weapons and lay waste to your enemies. Quote, in the grim darkness of the far future. So, third-person game. 40 campaign missions. Dynamically created patrol objectives, whatever that means. This is what they say. This is where Panzer Dragoon meets Walker in Warhammer 40K universe. You know, you kind of had me till you put Panzer Dragoon in there, because I don't like that game. Del Toro says, I'm not going to make video games anymore. Well, he's not going to make any video games. He's never made one. Keep promising games. Remember that? He had a horror game at one point that never happened. Horror game, rather. Let's keep that straight. Let's make sure you guys know what I meant. Keep that clear. And then he was all over this PT business, right? And the Silent Hills reboot. That was all supposed to happen, but not now. So he said this, quote, I have proven to be an albatross in video games. I joined THQ and THQ went broke. I joined Kojima and Kojima leaves Konami. I have decided in order not to destroy anyone else's life, I will never, ever get involved in video games again. Otherwise, I'll join someone and his house will explode or something. He says he learned a lot from these past experiences, but he says I'm out. He's pretty sure that if he, quote, starts another video game, World War III will start. Whatever, man. These movie guys all want to make games, and then they usually don't anyway. So he's in a crowded room of, you know, like what did we end up getting out of Spielberg when he was all making a big push? Was it just that one? I forgot the name of the game, but the Wii game where you throw stuff and try to knock down the wall. What was that game called? I think that's it, right? You can't really count E.T. back on the Atari 2600. Just a mess. It's never been good. So it's fine. Keep those guys out of it. They're movie properties, sure, whatever. See what you can do there, but you don't have to have them get directly involved. PS4 continues to top sales charts in the U.S. and July 2015 MPD numbers were released. So check this out. Best-selling console in the U.S. during that month. This is the third straight month the PS4 has outsold the Xbox One. News comes from a statement provided by Sony about the MPD Group's monthly report. And this thing covers game hardware and game sales, as you may know. Quote, we are truly humbled by the success of PS4. We'd like to thank our gamers for making us the top-selling console and number one in software sales in the United States in July 2015. Again, this according to Sony. Then they went on to push a bunch of stuff like their Arkham Knight PS4 bundle, which sold well. Their Destiny Taken King PS4 bundle comes out on September 15th, so they're pushing that. If you look back at the calendar, the last time the Xbox was leading was back in April and was sort of not very much in the lead. This makes me sad. I really want better months for Microsoft. Hoping for fans of the device and for me as a future owner of the thing, I want to see this backwards compatibility thing work out the way they say it's going to, or they keep talking about. And we have more news about that here in a minute, so hold tight. Angry Birds. Are you sick of the Angry Birds? I still say Angry Birds has one of the best themes in all of video game music. In fact, here's a version of it. I always like this. You guys know the one, right? You played Angry Birds at least once. Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, I won't bother you with that. Yeah, it's Angry Birds 2 passed 30 million downloads in 2 weeks. So there's that. Just look at the scale at which mobile games permeate the business. Like, you're happy on a console or a handheld, a standard handheld, or even PCs. You're happy if somebody says, yeah, our game sold 2 million copies, right? That means we'll make a sequel. It was a great success if we hit 2 million copies. On the regular, big mobile releases, 30 million in 2 weeks. Like, it's just insane. Now, I know it's not the same, and there's differences that kind of just, you know, define a dividing line between those kinds of markets. But still, no wonder Nintendo has to pay attention to mobile now. They would be so dumb if they didn't do that. We have more on that later, too. It's interesting, right? Jeez. Anyway, 10 million of those came from China. Good job, China. Way to bring it in. Way to suck in all the whatever. Hold on a sec. I was going to play you something. Darn it. I'm not fast enough. I was going to get Donald Trump to say something. China.
China!
There you go. A little China for you. Let's see. Rovio said this in a statement. What a great start to the Angry Birds 2 journey. But keep those slingshots well waxed and in good working order. The adventure on Piggy Island is just getting started, and exciting surprises await you around the corner. July 29th was when it was released, and within 12 hours, they were at 1 million downloads. My gosh, dude. That's insane. Angry Birds. The weird freaking game that probably should have never existed but somehow did is still killing it. The new Hitman movie is getting murdered. Worst reviewed game in films ever, according to the current numbers. Based on 25 reviews, all right? I was looking forward to this. I kind of liked the last one. I didn't hate it. It was okay. Hitman Agent 47 is based on 25 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Agent 47 currently sports a horrible 4% score. 4% out of 20. That's 25 reviews is enough. Reviews is enough to kind of make a, you know, you can kind of say how things are going to go. 4%. Now you might be saying, Scott, I don't listen to reviewers. I see stuff on my own. Yes. But are you going to go spend $10 now? No, you're going to wait for this on DVD or the stream or something, right? Of course you are. That's what I'm going to do. 4%. What the hell is that? 27% score on Metacritic. Again, that's slightly better, I guess, by their metric, but it's not great. This is all compared to 2007's Hitman, which had a score of 14%. Oh, that wasn't good either. I kind of liked the first one. It wasn't that bad. Come on, 14%? Eh. But yeah, video game movies. Uphill battle. Hard stuff. Nintendo's going to drop the price of the 2DS, and it's coming soon. They already announced it, in fact. It's a price cut for the entry-level gaming system, the 2DS, you know, the 2DS. This is effective August 30th, and if you want to get it for less than it is now, then good deal, because $130 is what you'll pay today, but if you wait until the 30th, you will get it for $100. That's pretty good. And Mario Kart 7, so here's the big question. Mario Kart 7 is bundled with the 2DS, and I guess that's not changing. That's still going to be in there. So, and that's a good Mario Kart game. So if you are in the market, that seems like a pretty good deal. Basically, at that price, you're getting that game for free and $30 off. If you want to look at it that way. I mean, duh. Nintendo marketing executive Scott Moffitt, who we've heard from before, says this, quote, "The new lower-priced hardware combined with the strong lineup of new games launching this year and arguably the best library of games in this generation make it a great time to be a Nintendo fan." Man, could they all be more PR speaky today? Every quote I have is like that. It's kind of driving me nuts. Speaking of Nintendo, they're backing away very slowly. Boot, boot, boot. From their quality of life health plans. Sounds like insurance. It's not, though. This is according to an analyst. You know, they're like the heart rate monitoring stuff they were going to build, and they were going to have all this kind of Wii Fit connectivity, and you put your finger in a little thing, and it would connect to your Wii or your Wii U, and it would give you a bunch of data and info about your heart rate and your stuff and all that. Yeah, it looks like they're going to push some of that aside and probably focus more on the mobile games market and not even try to do the health stuff in the mobile market. They were supposed to release a bunch of, you know, quality of life was actually the name of the service, too. So this quote-unquote quality of life, which was this hardware and software initiative, was supposed to launch next, what, year? Yeah, 2016. And now, according to IDC's research director, Lewis Ward, totally convinced it's not happening. Saying there's no new information, Nintendo has said nothing about it. That means diminished commitment. And Nintendo has yet to say a word about all the speculation, not a word. So according to Fortune magazine, where he spoke, Lewis Ward says this. He was interviewed. Quote, it's supposed to be released in the United States by the end of March 2016, but I haven't heard anything. Meanwhile, Nintendo confirmed the Wii Vitality Sensor project was put on hold in 2013. I remember them talking about that. So they could still pursue all this, but hey, guess what? I kind of agree with this dude. I don't think that stuff's happening. Xbox One backwards compatibility could one day work with original Xbox games. Ooh. That seems all right, doesn't it? I think I'd go for that. Would you guys, does that sweeten the pot for you? It does me a little bit. There's some games I wouldn't mind playing from then. I don't know. It's funny because over the years, it's easy to look at Microsoft's past and just say, oh, it's the Halo machine. So the only games I really care about during those eras were Halo games. And I think, oh, no, that's too reductive. But then I think about it. What else are they known for those eras that weren't third party available other places or, you know, coming out and re-released, you know, master editions or whatever now? Give me a name. I can't do it. I mean, you could say, oh, Mass Effect 2. Well, yeah, I had that on PC, though, and that'll be on the backwards compatibility, so I guess that's cool. I don't know. It's not the same as, you know, like a Nintendo machine where you're like, oh, yeah, Mario 64. You can only get that on the N64. Good thing that's back now or whatever. I mean, you could point to a lot of things on there or the GameCube or whatever. You know, where am I going to get Wind Waker? Well, there's only one place you're going to get that, right? What was on the original Xbox that you're just like, you've got to have it? Was it Crimson Skies? Was it Mech Commander or Mech War? What was that? Was that called? The little mech game? The one that you could hack your machine with? I forgot the name of it. What else was there? For reals. Splinter Cell 1? That was on everything else too, eventually, if not right away. I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, nothing's as simple as it looks. A new crowdfunding platform for video games is called FIG, F-I-G. It's a former Double Fine COO. This is Justin Bailey who's launched this thing. It's called FIG. It's a crowdfunding platform. Think of it as Kickstarter, but just for video games. And that's fine. It has some other options in it that make it kind of unique. Like, for example, there's ways to invest in those games as an actual investor through this service and not just as somebody, you know, giving $20 to get the game or whatever. So there's ways to get residuals, like actually own stock in the product, that kind of stuff. So they're trying to, you know, add those kinds of services. But I don't know, man. I don't know if this is enough to pry loose the jaws of Kickstarter on video game, because that's kind of where the zeitgeist is. It's where people know to go, right? If you're an indie artist making music, you do pretty well on Indiegogo. If you're somebody trying to pay for medical bills, you go to GoFundMe.com. If you want to buy a board game, chances are Kickstarter is going to have a better place or a better selection. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like a store, and they've become like the Amazon of their business. So I'm not sure games can thrive somewhere else. Maybe. I'm not here to tell you no for sure, but I don't know for sure. Duke Nukem's lawsuit ended and Gearbox emerges the full and rightful owner. I feel like I've talked about this already. Did I? I may have talked about this last show. Well, anyway, the bottom line is Gearbox now owns Duke Nukem and they can make a full-on Duke Nukem game. So if you're sitting around waiting for that, then quit waiting. It's coming. Rainbow Six Siege has been delayed in our final story. Ubisoft announced a big delay for the upcoming shooter, sadly. I was looking forward to this. It was supposed to come out in October, right? Yeah, we didn't have a date, but we knew the month. It's now been pushed to December 1st, 2015. It's a few days before the PlayStation experience. In the blog post, Ubisoft said it decided to push this thing out because of a result of fan feedback based on some beta tests and some other things. They said this, quote, whether it has been through the tests, play tests at our studio, the closed alpha, or recent hands-on demos at events like E3 and Gamescom, player feedback has been essential to the development of Rainbow Six Siege. Getting the game in people's hands and listening to what they have to say helps us understand how we can improve their experience, and we'd like to thank everyone who has taken part in the process so far. Or, if you strip away all that PR speak, it isn't done and there are problems and probably bugs, so we need time to work it out. And I'm here to vote yes on that initiative because I'd rather have the game finished. I'm pretty excited about that game and I don't want it half-assed. And I don't think Ubisoft is in any kind of mood to repeat Assassin's Creed Unity type experience year over year. You know what I mean? They want to get this one right. So I think this is all good news, but I think it does sort of speak to the problem in general. All right. Time for your emails and calls and stuff. I love these. 801-471-0462 is the phone number. Boopshow@gmail.com is the email address. You're encouraged to use both. Keep those calls short and interesting. Got some long ones this week I couldn't use. So keep them short, please. Oh, you know what would be good, though, Scott, is if you had those calls up right now so I could see them. That'd be important. Let's see if I can fix that for us. Oh, here's one. It's about a room full of goblins.
Scott, this is Nate from Northern Illinois. Just wanted to call you. Me and my buddy were playing Diablo last night. We're doing a rift, and I was on my Barbie, he was on his monk, and we ran into a room full of treasure goblins. There had to be at least 8 to 10 of them. So we're freaking out, trying to kill them all. Didn't kill one of them because there's just too much going on.
Yeah, I've been there. That's one of the first experiences I had after that patch was just walking into a room and having that many treasure goblins everywhere. And what I ended up getting two of them. And I think the way I did it was at some point you just have to stop trying to get them all and just focus fire a couple of them down. And you can do it. But it happens. I've had it happen multiple times now. It's a weird experience. I don't know if anyone else has had that experience. Man, that game. Patch coming out Tuesday, I guess, for Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls should be awesome. The Kanai's Cube stuff and all that looks great. I played the PTR a bit. It's all good. If you were thinking about that or concerned about that in any way, do not be. Rest your weary heads because, Diablo's about to get a whole lot better. It was already good.
You mentioned a little while ago that you really like playing roguelike. I wanted to find out if you had ever played Time Stalkers on the Dreamcast. It's a great roguelike. You basically dive into a dungeon, collect all sorts of loot, and try not to starve to death. Also, if you played any of the old Tiny Climax games on the Sega Genesis, the guy that did the artwork for that game, which is a personal hero of mine, did the artwork for that. It's an awesome translation to boot. Also, really appreciated your personal comment and thoughts on video gaming stuff. This is why I listen. Thanks for letting me listen. Boop!
All right, boop to you too. It's Time Stalkers. I remember it, but I didn't play it. It was known, did you know this? Time Stalkers in Japan was known as Climax Landers. Let me just think for a minute and rub my chin and try to understand why that title didn't carry straight over, just use it over here in the puritanical sort of United States. I wonder. Climax Landers. Anyway, it was called that in Japan. It says on Wikipedia, Dreamcast role-playing game featuring appearances of the worlds and playable characters from several of Climax Entertainment's earlier games in crossover fashion. That's interesting. Time Stalkers is a typical roguelike, it says in the gameplay description. Borrows elements from Dragon Quest V or 5. V. Because players can capture enemies and build a party of monsters. Players can also carry up to 8 monsters, but they are also, or they only allowed to have 2 of them during the battles. It sounds interesting. I didn't play it though. Did people like it? What was the, let's see, the reception? It was mixed reviews. Well, it says mixed to negative reviews. That's too bad. IGN gave it a 6.5. Well, anyway, hey man, whatever, man. I to each his own. I'd try your little game there. Maybe that'll come back one day. Audie wrote in. This is an email. It says this: Hey Scott, I've read up on the hubbub around Halo 5 not including a split screen option for the game. For me, it's a weird thing because I can count on one hand the number of times I've played Halo split screen. I smell toast. I'm having a stroke. I understand the people that are crying foul that it's not there, but it does not affect me in the least. Is there precedence for a studio taking out a historically core feature of this type in a game like this? Just wondering what your thoughts are as I plead ignorance and forgetfulness. Boop. Keep calm and stay shiny, Audie. I don't know, man. People are looking for reasons to complain. I think in 2015, split screen is kind of a rare thing anyway, and I don't know why people that worked up about it. Here's my expectation. They know how many people use that feature, I assume, since at least Halo 3, whether or not people care about split screen. They have data like on that. So maybe they just know that everyone's mostly like you, and all you're hearing about online is a very small minority of angry people who just don't like features removed. I mean, that's how I am with this stuff. I'd be like, what happened to split screen? But then I'd never use it. You just want it because you think you're due. You think you're owed it. Some people feel that way, but I'm kind of with you. Who cares? It's a different time, man. We don't need it anymore. You can have, I don't know. You're going to play with your friends online. That's how it works. That's just how it is. I mean, there's good co-op experiences on the couch. Don't get me wrong. And maybe playing Halo with your son or something or whatever, a friend, that is a cool thing. I'm not saying it isn't, but are we really that surprised? And we shouldn't act like, you know, someone burned the Bill of Rights or arrested us for jaywalking and put us in prison for that or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's everyone calm down. It's fine. Final email, Justin W. wrote in, says, hey, Scott, any plans on rolling Season 4 Diablo characters? I know I am just, what? Oh. I know I am just for that sweet heroes mount. So he's only doing it for that. Or even just, you know, maybe he's saying it's at least worth that. It's the, not Tyrael's Charger, it's Malphel's mount, the death-looking mount for heroes. Anyway, also any chance of seeing a couple episodes run of the Diablo show if you hop back in? Boop, Justin W. Yeah, as the plan has always been that the next season of the Diablo show would kick off with Diablo's next major content patch. And it looks like this is going to be the one. So, yes, there will be episodes for sure. That's the plan. And listen, if you like this show, chances are you'd really like that one because it's very similar. And the basis for Boop kind of sprung out of that show, too. So you can check out episodes of that. It's still up there at frogpants.com/Diablo. And, yeah, new episodes coming when that patch hits 2.30. Oh, yeah, baby. Time to leave you. I know, I'm sorry. I went a little long today, though, to help make up for it. To help a little bit. Not a ton longer, but a little bit. If you want to be a part of the show, please do. Boopshow@gmail.com. 801-471-0462 is the phone number. Don't forget to frogpants. Don't forget to go to frogpants.com/boop. On Twitter, we're at boopshow. You can find me at Scott Johnson. I'm going to leave you with some music. How about that? How you feel about that? I feel pretty good about that idea. This music is Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze Windmill Advisory. And that one thing you can say about Tropical Freeze or actually any of the more recent Donkey Kong games, the music is some of the best ever. Really good stuff. And I really like this track, so I wanted to share it with you. You can get it at ocremix.org as well. Okay? So go check that out. All right, you guys, thanks so much for being here. We'll be back very soon with another show. Monday, okay? Monday. Just calm yourselves down. It'll be Monday. Right, Scott?
Sure, it'll be Monday.
See, I told you. All right, I'll see you guys on Monday. Enjoy this song. Go play Heroes or something, I guess. Or Rocket League. Or Card Crawl. Okay, bye. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.